Quit following me. Quit following me around. Why are you always following me? You know, you say that maybe to a little brother or a little sister or someone who's annoying you. But if somebody thinks they're a leader, then why would they discourage followers? And yet Jesus did that. Let's talk about that right now on the Corner of Truth and Life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we're talking more and more about this. What does it mean to be real? Just because somebody calls themselves a Christian, just because they use that name, that doesn't mean they are. They could just either be sincerely wrong or insincerely wrong. And today we're looking at the idea that Jesus, he has some very hard things to say about his followers, or those who were kind of being his followers. Now, normally a leader wants, you know, you want more and more followers because, you know, every leader has an ego, and the more followers you have, that must mean you're a better leader. And so, you know, you can get a good ego trip out of a lot of followers. And yet Jesus got a lot of followers. And if you look, he repeatedly tries to get rid of them. Like sometimes he even just ditches them. He disappears and they have to go hunting for him. And in Luke 14 is one of these times where we see Jesus discouraging people from following him. And it really cuts to us as we say, well, wait a minute. Now, if you say, oh, I'm a Christian, well, what did Jesus have to say about that? Because a Christian, of course, someone who's following Jesus, would Jesus call you one of his followers? And in Luke 14, 25, it says that there were great crowds accompanying him. He had a crowd of people, a lot of them, because as he was, you know, he was doing cool things, you know, healing people and doing miracles and restoring sight to the blind and feeding people. And he developed a following. And he turns around to this crowd that's following him, and he starts working to get rid of them, which is kind of weird. And what he says in verse 26 of Luke 14, he says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Whoa. That's pretty rugged. Now, you could say, well, man, what is he trying to set up a cult here? Because, you know, one of the first things cults do is they try to separate you from your family. But he's not saying, follow me and then hate them. He's saying, well, listen, you have to hate them first. Well, what does he mean? Is Jesus being inconsistent here? Have we uncovered a scandal in the Bible where Jesus was inconsistent? Or what is his point? Well, his point all the way through here is not, well, you're not allowed to love your parents, because obviously God had commanded, you know, the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, and we're supposed to love our neighbor, and that would include members of our household. But what he's talking about, he says, listen, if you're going to follow me, you got to be all in. And this has got to be the most important thing, is to follow me. And that's a tough one. And he goes on. We stopped before he stopped here. He goes on to further explain what he's talking about. And he's not talking about cutting all earthly ties and abandon your family in that sense. He's talking about the cost of making this commitment. Because then he says, the next thing he says is, for which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going out to encounter another king in war, will not sit first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation, asks for terms of peace. So, therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. He says, unless you can renounce it all, unless you're all in, this isn't going to work. And I think about, I've been engaging this summer and this fall, I am working on becoming more physically fit. Or you could say I'm trying to get in shape by getting out of the shape I was in, because the shape I was in was, you know, kind of a round shape, and I'm trying to get into a less of a round shape. And I can't do that and hold on to some of my patterns, like soda and chips and a lot of things that, well, they contribute to that equatorial bulge. And I have to give them up, because if I don't, I'm just not going to be able to be fit. I'm not going to be able to achieve what I'm trying to achieve. And that's what Jesus is saying here. He says, listen, if you're going to follow me, you've got to be all in. This is going to cost you. It's going to be really hard. He doesn't sugarcoat. He doesn't say, oh man, you know, this is the path to riches and wonder, and you're just going to have an easy way, and I'm just going to pour out, and you can have everything you want. Instead, he says the opposite. I mean, he is discouraging people from following him by saying, listen, it's going to be hard. And of course, the reason he's saying that is because it's true. And he says, this is a hard way, because you're going to have to put aside your own things. And that's really tough. I struggle with that like crazy. I struggle with that of giving up. And whether it's even just as simple as giving up stuff for fitness, giving up stuff to honor my wife, to take care of my kids, to serve my church, all these things, I have to give things up. Ironically, we moved my mom in to live with us and have an apartment in my house for her, and we had to give up. We had to move, for one thing. You know, there's been sacrifice as you serve others. And as you serve Jesus, you have to give things up. And it may be things that you hold dear. And that's what he means in verse 26. He doesn't mean hate your parents. He means, but all these different things that you would hold on to that would cause you to abandon me, you've got to give them up. You got to be willing to pay the ultimate price. And that's tough. Now, what's interesting, and this is, you know, one of the key things, is he was not saying, well, here's what you need to do. He was describing what he was doing. As he had come to earth, and he was had already given up a lot, and he was going to give up even more by allowing himself to be arrested, tortured, and then killed. And so he was sacrificing. And he was not demanding of anyone else more than what he was giving himself. In fact, it's less than what he was giving himself. And that's the real key. He's not sitting up in heaven going, all right, you sacrifice for me. He's saying, no, I'm going to sacrifice for you. And if you want to follow me, just understand that's going to be hard. And that sacrifice isn't a price of admission. It is just the result of admission. And that's an important thing to understand too. He's not saying, listen, you know, you have to do that to prove yourself worthy. As you look at what he says, listen, this is just, you just got to figure out how much this costs. Otherwise, you won't finish. You won't make it. He's not talking about, well, if you don't do that, then I'm not going to deem you worthy and I won't let you in. He's just going to say, this road that I'm walking is hard. And if you don't figure that out, you're not going to walk with me. You're not going to end up being my disciple. He's not saying you will not be worthy of being my disciple, because it's not about worthiness. Because we don't actually become worthy. We're not worthy. The whole point is grace and mercy. And grace is giving somebody something that they didn't earn, that they didn't become worthy of. And so he is saying, listen, it's not about you being worthy, but if you're going to follow me here, I realize you guys like what I'm doing here, but if you really want to follow me, you got to understand it's not going to be just all miracles and loaves and fishes here. It's going to be tough. And you need to be ready for how hard it's going to be, or you're just not going to finish this journey. And so before you end up going home in 6 months, why don't you just plan this now? And so you think about it, you know, no different than somebody going into boot camp. I've had many of my teens that have gone into boot camp. And I've never been in the armed forces myself. But I've said to him, oh, so are you ready for that? You know, because it's going to be hard. And I have a lot of admiration. I've got guys who have gone through and friends and family who have gone through it. And I greatly admire them for that. I don't know if I could have done it. I don't think physically I could have done it. And there's a mental component too. And you got to go in with your eyes open or you're not going to make it. You've got to count the cost. And that cost isn't the price of admission. It's the result of admission. And many people don't figure that out. And so they become like fair weather Christians. And then everything goes to pot. And then they're like, oh my word, I'm out of here. God apparently doesn't love me. And Jesus is like, no, it's not that I don't love you. Just you got to realize this is hard. And this is going to be hard here. And if you go on and read elsewhere, he says, you know, don't worry that the cost will be refunded to you at the end. You will receive more in the end than you lost at the beginning. Because once this journey is over, the retirement plan's amazing. But you have to follow me to get there. And that's going to be hard. And so when we say, well, you know, if you say, well, I call myself a Christian, well, that's fantastic. But have you sat down and said, well, this is what that means? And again, you're not taking my word for it. You're taking Christ's word for it. Because if you're going to call yourself a Christian, a Christ guy, Christ woman, then you got to take Christ's word for what he said that means. That means giving stuff up. It might even mean sacrificing family. Because sometimes that's the cost. And there are places in this world where if you embrace Christ, your family's going to disown you. You know, in Islamic countries or in sometimes, you know, some other religions that are very strong, so they say, well, if you do this, you're out. And we will disown you. And sometimes they may even say, we're going to kill you. And Jesus warned his followers, this is going to be tough. So don't just follow me because you think I'm cool. Don't just follow me because you like the miracles and the benefits. Consider the cost. Consider the fact that it may cost you everything. And that's what he said there at the end. He says, you got to be able to renounce everything. Bear your own cross, which is what he was going to do, renouncing everything and carrying his own cross, his own instrument of death. That sacrifice for us. So think about that today and think about, have you sat down and counted the cost? Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.